Welcome back to His Time. It is Wednesday, March 12th, and it is time for our special guests. Joining me in studio today, we have two guests from Lutheran Elementary Elementary School Association this morning. And joining me today, Sue Namundson, Chief Executive Officer for LESA. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning to all your listeners as well.
Thanks so much for being our guest today, coming over to the studio. And also joining us in studio today, Kit Obel, Director of Fund Development and Marketing for LESA. Kit, great to have you in studio today.
Thank you for having us and good morning.
It's wonderful to have in-studio guests to talk about what's going on with Lutheran Elementary School Association. Now, what is LESA? What is Lutheran Elementary School Association?
We are a consortium of 30 Lutheran elementary schools, 4 Lutheran high schools, and 4 education-related agencies that, of course, are Lutheran, that work together, come together to enhance and promote Lutheran education in the St. Louis area.
Kit, do you want to add anything to that?
We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
10 years. So LESA has been around for about 10 years now. What are you celebrating of those 10 years? What types of things have gone on in the last 10 years?
Well, in the last 10 years, we have awarded over nearly $7 million in tuition assistance.
Wow.
Making Lutheran education for Lutheran elementary school students affordable. Kit, do you want to talk a little bit about professional development and our educational resources?
Our programs reach 400 faculty members in our 34 member schools, helping administrators and teachers keep their skills sharp and providing the best education possible for more than 8,200 students within the bi-state region.
That's a lot. So it really supports the schools in a variety of ways. It's as you said, a consortium. So it's a network. It's a way of working together to help one another out and to support the students as well as the faculty, which in results supports students.
That's correct. You know, our goal is really to serve the children that are in our schools. And, you know, we do that, again, through our tuition assistance and then also through that educational support. We do produce curriculum guides. We do fund some student services. We act as a resource for many educational programs. And we also work with our schools and congregations on cost-effective programs. You know, it's difficult these days for our schools. Our congregational support in most instances has been diminishing over the years. And families are struggling with the rising cost of tuition. You know, it still costs a certain amount of money to educate a child. You have your faculty cost, as well as materials and program cost. And with the gap widening each year between what the congregations can do to support our schools and then what that cost is, and tuition as a result increasing nearly every year in most of our schools, our families are really struggling to make sure that they can provide a Lutheran Christian education for their kids. So our Building Blocks Scholarship Program has just been a blessing to so many families over the years. And then also those educational components that we provide to help our schools get those resources that they need, as Kit said, in order to maintain the wonderful academic history that Lutheran schools have had for 170 years in St. Louis. So
to provide that quality education and that loving Christian education, it takes resources to do that. It takes financial resources. It takes a lot of support to make that happen. What, Kit, I'm curious, as a director for fund development and marketing, what all does that entail? How do you go about gathering those resources? How do you go about gathering that support?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We rely on individual gifts, and we also have program activities such as special events. And we have our 10th annual Night for Kids dinner auction, tribute dinner auction, coming up Saturday, April 5th at the St. Louis Marriott West. It's a new location for us, first time in 10 years. And we will be honoring John W. Gerber, a member of Resurrection Lutheran Church, at this event. We will also be honoring Grace, an eighth grader from Christ Community Lutheran School, as Student Ambassador of the Year. So we encourage people to join us. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $60. Tribute ads are available for the program. Sponsorships are available. And for $60, you'll have a wonderful evening full of fun and fellowship. And there is silent and live auctions and other games and prizes to be had. And it's just a fun evening.
Very good. And what's the date on that again?
Saturday, April 5th at the St. Louis Marriott West from 5 to 10 p.m.
Sounds like a lot of fun, a fun way to support Lutheran education here in the St. Louis area.
So. We hope to raise over $300,000 that night, and much of that is attributed to the generosity of the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. Every dollar we raise, they'll match dollar for dollar.
Very good. So having that support is really key. Having the support of the foundation to match the generous donors at the dinner auction is certainly key as well.
Correct. We're very grateful.
We are, and many of our guests that evening are repeat guests. Mm-hmm. Some have been coming for our entire 10-year history. So we're always excited to have new guests come. So if you haven't had an opportunity to join us on that evening, it is a night for kids. We'd love to have you join us and see what we're all about and join the community of saints that are supporting our kids in Lutheran schools.
It sounds like the association, Lutheran Elementary School Association, is about partnerships.
It is. It is. It's very important that we all work together, particularly in today's world.
Mm-hmm. So the partnerships, you mentioned the foundation and the schools working together. What about families? What role do families play in this partnership for Lutheran education?
Well, our families are always required on the scholarship side to have a stake, if you will, in the cost of Lutheran schools. So we always make sure that our families do have that piece of responsibility as far as the tuition. Many of our schools do require that families take certain roles within their school communities. And I think that's what is really unique about Lutheran education. Kit, I think you'll probably agree. We've both had experience in Lutheran schools with our kids, and it's just a very unique, nurturing environment. You walk through the doors of a Lutheran school and you are actually walking into a model of Christian living where the families, the educators, and our LISA staff and resources come together to provide a wonderful education academically for the kids, and then also that spiritual support. You know, our pastors are very involved in our Lutheran schools as well. So it's just a very unique situation for families and children, and it's a blessing for years to come.
Kit, what has Lutheran education meant for you and your family?
Oh, I feel that it's been a partner in raising my children. I'm very proud of who my children are. I've had all three of my children have gone through Lutheran school, and they're very productive disciples of Christ today. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity for them to attend Lutheran school.
So much so that you've given your time and you're dedicated to partnering, you know, working with LISA to support Lutheran education here in the St. Louis area.
Indeed, I'm very pleased and grateful to be here.
Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with our friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
. 2014 is the 75th anniversary of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and our shared ministry of welcome to newcomers in this land. We invite every congregation to celebrate Refugee Sunday on June 22nd. A toolkit's coming soon in the mail to every pastor across the U.S., and additional resources, including a video, will be available on the LIRS website at lirs.org. Join us in celebrating this shared ministry.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Everyone in Odyssey is spreading out to stop the Green Ring Conspiracy. From the hospital...
Dirk Beggs is coming out of his coma. I'm gonna figure out a way to sneak out of my room and into his.
To the carnival.
I've been waiting for Mr. Skin to leave so I can rescue you.
To Wit's End itself.
I have to contact Mr. Whitaker right away.
Can they stop the Green Ring Conspiracy? Join us on the next adventure in Odyssey to find out.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. Today we are talking with our friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association about the gift that Lutheran education is to a student and to a family and to our community. Before we went to break, we were talking about Kit's personal story and her connection with Lutheran schools and how what that means for her family. Sue, what does a Lutheran school mean for you, that Lutheran education for you and your family?
Lutheran education has meant the world to our family. My son attended a Lutheran grade school during the latter part of that educational time in his life, went to Lutheran South, went on to Concordia Seward. I had a wonderful opportunity there to get an undergraduate and graduate degree, and then attended the seminary for a while. And having that faith-based, our family was struggling with some tragedies within our family, some deaths of some very close relatives, and that faith family at his Lutheran elementary school and then at his high school during those long continuing years of struggles that our family was having with health issues. It just is amazing to have educators who not only care about how your child is doing academically, but who also wants to be sure that your child is emotionally handling things that life throws at them. And then also, you know, that spiritual component. My son has many, many years, many times relied on his faith, and he has an extremely strong faith and is actually working in a senior care ministry role right now. So it's just been a blessing. And now he is blessing a whole generation of folks that definitely need at the end of their lives.
So Lutheran education certainly is important to you and to many other families here in the St. Louis area and really around the country. What does it, we know that obviously faith is and the Word of God is the most important part of this education.
That's correct.
How do Lutheran schools do? How do our schools do academically?
Our schools do outstanding in terms of their academic success. They test far above the national average in terms of test scores. Mm-hmm. All of our schools are accredited. Our students are better prepared for college. They perform very well on the ACT and above average on the ACT testing. And three of our schools are National Blue Ribbon finalists. And according to the nation's report card, Lutheran schools are the number one school system in the country.
Well, that's certainly notable. Number one, rated the number one school system in the country. What would you attribute that to?
Well, you know, Lutheran schools have always had a history of strong, rigorous academics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while that sounds a little overwhelming, perhaps, for some families, you have to remember that the faith-based component is there as well. So we have our, you know, educators who are integrating the faith into every subject area. Our students do have a very strong academic basis, and they are empowered with the skills that they need to go to high school and then to post-secondary education and to work in the world in which we live. It's just a special blend of strong academics mm-hmm. with that faith component. It, again, makes all the difference.
And I would add, as a parent, I sent my children to Lutheran school for several reasons. Small class size, that was really important to me. The student services that the schools provide through special education and other schools, other services, and dedication of the teachers and principals. And they're relevant curriculum. Many of our schools are, you know, technology is up to date, and many students are using iPads on a daily basis and other technological advances. Mm-hmm. And strong parent involvement, you know, it's mm-hmm. a smaller school. I think parents are more involved. And the faith-based approach. I want my children to have a very well-rounded education.
All that, we talked about it earlier, all of that is important in an education, but it takes resources in it. And we talked earlier about the upcoming events that you have with A Night for Kids, the dinner auction, and the resources that it takes. From a parent's perspective, when I hear this, I would think, well, that's going to cost me a lot to send my child to a Lutheran school. That doesn't diminish my interest and desire for my child to have that kind of education, but it just sounds like it's going to cost a lot. What would you say in response to that?
It is an investment that will have eternal benefit. You know, our schools are very affordable, considering the programming. Pardon me. That is. Mm-hmm. That is given to the student, the academic instruction. Our schools are extremely affordable. And Lisa is here to help make that possible for our schools through our resources. As Kit was talking about professional development earlier, you know, our teachers do have to maintain their skills. Our teachers want to maintain their skills. And we help by providing educational programming for professional development for both our school administrators and our teachers. We also produce curriculum guides for our schools to use either independently or as they integrate our curriculum guides, which meet national and state. And then we are also going to be integrating Common Core standards very soon into their own unique curriculum that will serve the students in the area in which they're ministering. You know, we are the best-kept secret. Our schools are really the best-kept secret in this country. Strong academics, that faith-based component. Many people don't know that you don't have to be Lutheran to send your children to Lutheran schools. You know, we serve mm-hmm. children from all faiths. We serve children who have no faith home. And what a wonderful opportunity for outreach to share Christ and His mercy and grace and salvation with families who haven't yet experienced that. You know, we have been talking about how wonderful academically our schools are, and then there's that other piece, that intangible piece, giving families an opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to work within their lives. And we've been doing a little bit of statistical gathering throughout the years, and about 30% of those families that join our churches that support our schools do so because of their affiliation with the school ministry. And we average about 27% of the baptisms in those same congregations are due to our school ministries. So, you know, people are being brought to Christ through our schools. And how can you put a price mm-hmm. on salvation? You just can't.
So a Lutheran school serving in their community, the family finds out about it and says, oh, I want my child to have a quality education the Lutheran schools offer. And through that, hear the word of God and as a result, end up connected with the gifts of God in that congregation.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just a blessing that, that you certainly cannot put a monetary figure on.
Absolutely. Right. You can't put a price on that.
No, you certainly can't.
And compared to other private schools, it's very affordable. It's quality education at a very affordable price.
So while it's affordable, you can't put a price on the work that God does in it. Well, if a family is interested in finding out more about a Lutheran school, maybe they might be aware of a Lutheran school in their neighborhood, or maybe they don't know. How can they find out more?
They can go to the LISA website, mm-hmm. and that is metrolutheranschools.org, or you can tap right into our website at LISA, LESASTL.org, And we do have a schools page. You can see, if you're a visual learner, you can look at the map and select some schools that are within the geographic area you would like to send your school, your children to. Or you can, if, as you said, if you know of a school, you can search that school alphabetically on our website. And we encourage our families to contact the school office, set up a meeting with the school administrator, tour the school, talk about programming, talk about tuition, and you know, just go from there with what we hope will be a wonderful relationship for that family with that school.
Looking at the map, I pulled up the map on the website here. It really covers, Lisa, covers a large area. It covers not just in, you know, in St. Louis County, but it really all around the area, right?
Yes, we're really quite large. We're everywhere. What are we in, five counties?
No, I think we're in about 10, but it's a 53-mile radius from downtown St. Louis.
So over 34 schools in the bi-state region. That includes St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles City and County, Jeff County, and Washington, Missouri, and Southern Illinois.
Yeah, looking at the map, it covers both sides of the river, all the way over. You know, looking at Collinsville and Bethalto, and even down to Red Bud, Illinois, and then on the Missouri side, you said is far west, is like Washington and Wentzville in that area.
That's
as well.
Correct. That's so, correct. We serve a wide demographic, and we celebrate the diversity of our Lutheran schools. You know, the Lutheran schools have always been set up autonomously with our congregations or group of congregations that come together when we do have a few association schools. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to take advantage of the diversity in our St. Louis area.
And I notice here on the map, there are also some preschool partners as well.
Correct. If you have a preschooler, visit our website and you can identify preschools near you, which is an excellent way to learn about Lutheran education at an early age.
Sure, get a nice start early on. Well, this is, I think, a helpful resource. LESASTL.org, and we'll link to it as well with the archive of today's program, so that folks can go check it out and see if there is a Lutheran school in their community, in their neighborhood, to connect with and find out more about. Now, what are the things that as a parent, talking with a Lutheran school for the first time, what are some of the questions that you might want to ask? What are the things you want to look for?
Class size.
Programming.
Accreditation.
If you have a child with special needs, what type of special education services are provided in our schools? And a lot of families don't think that Lutheran schools have those benefits, but they do. They have some wonderful programming, not only for special education for children who do need that little bit of extra help, but also for kids who are academically advanced. Many of our schools do have some, I don't like to use the term, but gifted programming in their schools as well. So they really do serve the whole child.
All good things to look into. So class size and special education needs or any special needs. Very good. Anything else that that you'd like to point out today that we haven't covered already? I want to go back and talk about the dinner auction again as well. But anything before we get back to that?
Well, I just want to emphasize the rich heritage and tradition of Lutheran schools in our community here in St. Louis. And our first school opened in Missouri in 1839, in 1860. This is national 1839. So in 1867 or something, the first school opened. And today we have over 34 schools in our region, and it is a partnership to keep these schools healthy and strong and successful. And we invite your listeners who are passionate about Lutheran education to reach out and see how you can help. We encourage you to call our office and learn ways in which you can get involved, either as a volunteer or as a supporter of our special event programming, or learn more about our planned giving program, the Heritage Club. There are many opportunities for your listeners to support Lutheran education.
For the families that are listening today that are a part of these Lutheran schools, what would you like to share with them?
really, we would just love to thank them for the commitment, because it is a commitment, Andy. Mm-hmm. As you know, you've been involved in Lutheran education as well yourself, and it is a commitment, and it is a sacrifice for many families to send their kids. And I would just like to thank them for being a part of this wonderful ministry and being a blessing to their school communities and celebrating the blessings that their family will receive from Lutheran education.
Very good. Very good. And with this 10-year anniversary, you, as we mentioned earlier, you've got an event coming up very soon, the Night for Kids dinner auction coming up April 5th at the St. Louis Marriott West. An exciting evening. If they want information on tickets or how to go to that, go to the website. Is that correct?
Correct, Andy. They can purchase tickets online at the website, which is www.lesastl.org, or they can always call at 314-268-1525.
Very good. Any other events coming up this year that that you want to highlight?
We do. We have one other special event. It's in the fall, and it's our Brew in the Loo Festival. It's a coffee, wine, and beer tasting festival at Coburg Hall, and it is October 18th, and we hope the community will come out and support us.
Now, at Coburg Hall, that would be at Concordia Seminary.
That's correct. Yes.
Very good. Brew in the Loo. That sounds like fun.
It is fun.
It is a fun event.
A fun get-together to celebrate and support Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. Well, I thank you so much for being guests. Any other? Do you want to give any shout-outs to your schools today? Any teachers, favorite teachers you want to say hi to today?
That wouldn't be fair.
No, it wouldn't. There are so many. We'd need another half hour, Andy. There are so many. They are all wonderful in their own unique ways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a Lutheran educator is a special calling. And we just pray for those teachers and administrators daily that God will continue to bless the work that they are doing within their communities and as they touch the families and students spiritually and academically.
Absolutely. Kit, anything else you want to share before we go?
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you both for being my guest today. We've been talking with Kit Auble, Director of Fund Development and Marketing for LISA here in St. Louis. Kit, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And also Sue Namundson. She's Chief Executive Officer for the Lutheran Elementary School Association. Sue, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having us, Andy. We appreciate it.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Timothy Pauls. He's pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Boise, Idaho. I hope that you can stick around and join us for that right here as part of his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.